This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The coronavirus pandemic is a Pearl Harbor moment for the nation that requires a full-throttle response from the federal and local governments, and it also calls for personal sacrifice and for communities to pull together. Those are the views of Stephen Flynn, the founding director of the Global Resilience Institute and professor at Northeastern University. Stephen Flynn, thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to be with you.
We have heard a lot of comparisons between the pandemic and 9/11. You choose to compare the current situation to Pearl Harbor, the event that sparked the U.S. entry into World War II. Why?
It's because this is such a seismic event in the disruption to our society and our economy, and because our government at all levels should be focusing on dealing with the medical emergency that this has generated, while civil society has to come together and engage itself in trying to help out in all the other remaining efforts. So they need to both support that effort to deal with the challenges government is facing, dealing with the sickest of the sick, but also we have to take care of each other. We have to pick up all the pieces for the other challenges that government traditionally meets.
Now, what would you say the federal government needs to be doing right now?
It really needs to be talking to all of us about what we can do ourselves, those of us who are healthy, to first be safe in our homes, but also to look out for one another, to be involved in this effort. We could be quite creative and are being creative about one connecting with each other through virtual means and supporting, empowering, and celebrating that. We also need to organize at the neighborhood level. It should be an all-hands-on-deck engagement, but most of what we're seeing is Americans are largely told to be essentially bystanders, stay at home. Everything is being done that can be done to try to deal with the sickest of the sick, but, you know, you just stay at home. And there is so much capability within our civil society that we can launch, but it needs leadership, it needs guidance, and that's one of the things we've tried to do at the Global Resilience Institute at Northeastern University, is to start with just giving people a simple online course of, here's what you need to do as an individual to be safe, here's what you need to manage your household so you're safe, and this is how you connect with your neighbors and older relatives and do it safely, and this is how you can support your community. Let's all get started.
Back to your Pearl Harbor comparison for a moment. After Pearl Harbor, of course, the federal government was very clear in instituting a really broad-based level of commitments and really unusual coordination of efforts. Are you seeing enough of that now?
No, and that's clearly what is needed. There is so much need that's going to be picking up for just those who are going to get sick. But there's all the other needs that our already frail social safety net needs to provide. And there's the challenges of our economy. We're almost certainly likely to see, at least for a short period of time, 20% level of unemployment, small businesses really suffering. And while, yes, some resources are starting to move with the pass of the stimulus bill, there's so much just basic block and tackling. How do we get started again? How do we recover? What's the plan? How do we open up restaurants? There are very practical steps that need to be taken. But again, going back to that Second World War, greatest generation, it was people came together with victory gardens. They went out and got first aid training. It was everybody involved. Now, this is challenging because we're doing it when we have to maintain physical distance in order to stay safe. But we also have new tools in the 21st century for us to stay connected and to provide leadership at the grassroots level.
The Global Resilience Institute has produced a free online class with scientifically backed methods for managing a pandemic. Give us your snapshot of what we'll find there.
It's a very short, easy to navigate course. You can do it at your own pace for under an hour. It has short podcasts with lots of other information tied to it. It basically is, here's what you as an individual need to do to be safe. Here's what you need to do to make your household safe. And here's when you're navigating public spaces during this emergency, what you can do to do that safely. Here's how you can reach out and should reach out to older relatives, neighbors, and friends safely. And here's how you can become a COVID-19 leader in your community. What we know here is that if you don't feel comfortable keeping yourself safe and keeping your household safe, you're not going to be likely able to or willing to go out and help your neighbor. We can do this. We just have to be knowledgeable about it. We have to be careful about it. but we have to do it. It's a national emergency. It's a global emergency that's going to require all of us to look out for each other and care for each other.
Stephen Flynn, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Stephen Flynn is the founding director of the Global Resilience Institute and a professor at Northeastern University. And you can find the link to this free course on best practices in a pandemic when you click through to this interview at WBUR.org.